Wall Street begins to embrace instant messaging. Some financial giants are putting a squeeze on the technology's famously fractious service providers. 2 weeks ago, six top financial institutions met privately with AOL, Time Warner, Microsoft, IBM, and other leading corporate instant messaging providers, and urged them to build communications networks that interoperate. For the Wall Street firms, a lack of IM interoperability has been a source of increasing frustration and a possible pinch on profits. The meeting, which took place at Merrill Lynch's New York offices, was among the first convened by the Instant Messaging Standards Board, or IMSB, a newly created consortium led by financial services firms Lehman Brothers, J.P. Morgan Chase, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley Dean Witter, UBS, and Deutsche Bank. Formed 2 months ago to act as an ambassador to the IM technology industry, the IMSB plans to make a public announcement about its organization and goals in coming weeks. While the board doesn't intend to create its own standards, it does hope to nudge IM providers to adopt standards published in the marketplace. The financial institutions are trying to wield their influence over an industry that's long been obstinate when it comes to open standards. The chief public IM networks, America Online's Instant Messenger, ICQ, Yahoo Messenger, and Microsoft's MSN Messenger, have millions of users, and their operators have been loath to open the networks to competitors. This means that a subscriber of Yahoo's IM service can't chat directly with someone on an AOL buddy list, although some gateways operated by third parties such as Trillion offer workarounds to bridge the gap. A flicker of hope for interoperability came when AOL, at the time of its Time Warner merger, was ordered by the Federal Communications Commission to open its instant messaging system to rivals. But in July, the internet giant acknowledged that it had shelved standardization work in favor of an approach to let rivals access its own proprietary system. And still with IM technology, cross-network instant messaging client Trillion has dipped its toes into the premium market with the new Trillion Pro version, the first time a consumer-focused IM application will require an annual subscription. Trillion Pro adds premium features like SMS and mobile messaging capabilities, pop-up email alerts, and plugins to shuttle news, weather, and stock quotes directly to buddy lists. Cerlion Studios, the two-man shop that created the Trillion software, has tacked on a $25 fee for use of the premium version, styling it as a one-time fee, but users do have to pay a $25 annual fee to get technical support and upgrades. As expected, the premium version also includes plug-in for a mini-browser for POP3 account alerts, and one that delivers new headlines powered by XML-based RDF files. The spiffy new features bring the concept of marketing via instant messaging to another level, but analysts are cautioning that any rogue client that isn't sanctioned by the big three, America Online's AIM and ICQ, Microsoft's MSN Messenger, and Yahoo's YIM, will have problems gaining critical mass in a premium environment. America Online has already frowned on Trillion's connecting to its public networks and has blocked connectivity for Trillion users in the past, citing security concerns. If the media giant continues to play hardball, Trillion could find themselves with an angry paying customer base. Because Trillion stripped away the advertisements embedded in the public IM platforms, some argue that AOL, MSN, or YIM also have a strong case to block its use. Yahoo, for instance, is primarily an ad-dependent firm, and because Trillion gets rid of its ads while serving its customer base, it's a safe bet that Yahoo won't be too pleased with the client. The concept of software delivered as a service took a step backwards last Wednesday as software giant Microsoft announced it has abandoned its subscription licensing model for Office XP. Its mechanics proved too confusing for local customers, according to the results of a trial. In May last year, Microsoft started a pilot in Australia, New Zealand, and France for Office XP subscription, a way to license Office on an annual subscription basis. Microsoft has said it's going to offer its existing subscription customers a full perpetual license replacement copy of Office XP at no additional charge. Microsoft said this version will never expire and is eligible for future product upgrades. A Greek court has ruled that the country's new ban on electronic games is unconstitutional and thrown out a case brought against two net cafe owners, who were charged with allowing their customers to play Counter-Strike and online chess. The two proprietors, along with an employee, could have faced a 3-month jail sentence and fees of about €5,000 each, along with the loss of their business licenses. Instead, the court has set a precedent for other cases and set the country's legal system against its government, a battle which the courts are almost certain to win, given their ultimate right to interpret the Constitution. The ruling was welcomed by the Greek Internet Cafe Owners Union. 23% of French employees with internet access at work spend more than an hour each day surfing the web for personal use, according to the French research agency Benchmark Group, which surveyed 600 experienced internet users during July 2002. One of the aims of the survey was to determine to what extent personal surfing occurred during company time. Time spent online for private use might have occurred during lunch breaks or after office hours. However, of the group who admitted surfing the web at work for personal use, 72% indicated they do this in company time. Only 3% of those surveyed claimed they never use the internet for personal use at work. Warner Brothers has become the latest studio to offer some of its films for download over the internet. The studio will offer some of its biggest recent titles, including Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, as well as older titles such as Mars Attack, from Cinema Now, a video on-demand service that offers films for viewing on computers. Cinema Now offered films from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer in a 30-day trial earlier this year. The current arrangement with Warner Brothers will run until the end of this year, and may be extended. While Warner Brothers has offered many films for viewing on demand before, this is the first time they'll be offering them for download. Films such as Harry Potter can be downloaded for a fee of $3.99 for 24 hours of viewing. Older films from the Warner Brothers home video library can be downloaded for $2.99 for the same period. The studio said a key factor in allowing people to download digital copies of its films was CinemaNow's anti-piracy technology supplied by Microsoft. Sonic Blue and Intel Corporation are teaming up to give consumers television on the go. The two companies are working on a Replay TV portable video player that will allow consumers to record TV shows on home-based equipment, then watch the material anywhere. The portable device sports Intel X-Scale processors and is designed to handle video, audio, and photos. The PVP will contain a large capacity but unspecified amount of hard drive space, Sonic Blue said, and it will support multiple audio and video formats. Recorded TV content can be transferred directly from the Replay TV set-top boxes to the PVP player. The PVP will also connect to PCs, so users can transfer and play personal MP3 files and other multimedia content. And that's News Briefs for this week.